Six little ducks. I included Six Little Ducks in this finger play collection because I think it is definitely the lesser known of the preschool songs about ducks. I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, are familiar with Five Little Ducks. Five little ducks went out one day over the hills and far away. So I didn't want to include that one, A, because it's one that you probably already know, and B, I don't really do that one any differently than I think anybody else may do. It's also the same melody, though, of one of the other finger plays that is in this collection, which is One Dinosaur Went Out to Play. So that one is a different version, and I thought would be definitely worthwhile to include, since so many times I know I find myself looking for dinosaur songs because that resonates so well with many of my students. So this is Six Little Ducks, which is not the same melody and not the same words. And it goes like this. Six little ducks that I once knew, tall ones, small ones, fluffy ones too, but the one little duck with the feather on his back, he let the others with a quack, 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 quack. He let the others with a quack, 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 quack. Down to the river they would go, wibble wobble, wibble wobble, to and fro. But the one little duck with the feather on his back, he let the others with a quack, 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 quack. He let the others with a quack, 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 quack. Home from the river they would go, wibble wobble, wibble wobble, to and fro. But the one little duck with the feather on his back, he let the others with a quack, 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 quack. He let the others with a quack, 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 quack. So that's the song Six Little Ducks. There are many things that I like about this song. If you have already taught your students or are going to be teaching them Five Little Ducks, this makes the perfect logical follow-up. After they've heard the story about five little ducks, now they've picked up a friend, and it's now six little ducks. But one of the things that I really like about this song is the part, quack, 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 quack. That simple little part makes it so that even our youngest toddlers have an entry point to the song. They have a part that they can participate with, even if they are just learning the song in those early stages. Many of them are able to make the quack, quack sound. I have a number of my toddlers who absolutely adore ducks. They love ducks. Any duck song I can bring, they love. You can see I've got a nice little stuffed mama duck that I bring to my classes, and they love making the duck sounds. So they love this song to be able to sing the quack, quack part. Another thing that I like about this song is it has an unusual movement component to it where we get some of this vestibular motion that we don't generally do in a lot of songs and finger plays, where they do the wibble wobble to and fro. So I like that because that gives a different sensory input for our students, something different than the usual jumping, stomping, clapping, this side to side, forward and back motion. And lastly, I like that this song is very adaptable, again, using the words for our preschoolers and pre-K students. One of the things that I like to do that my pre-K students in particular like is they get to create stories about where the ducks are going. The original version of the song is they go to the river and they come home from the river. I've had the ducks visit the pizza place. They have gone to Disney World. They have gone on rides. Like, we've come up with all kinds of ideas of where these ducks could be going. They can create a whole narrative, a whole story about where the ducks are going. So we've had a lot of fun with creating different versions of the Six Little Ducks adventure. It could be the Disney adventure, whatever you want it to be, whatever your children happen to be interested in. it's very easy to tell a fun story and still have the repetition of the second half of the song to make it easy to sing.